Podcasting from Singapore, this is China Digital Trends, and I am your host, Rocky Fu. American electric car maker Tesla will cut the price of its China-made standard range Model 3 sedan to less than 300,000 yuan, or $42,000. The new price means it will come under a threshold point set by the Chinese government to be eligible for subsidies for new energy vehicles. The announcement comes a week after China's finance ministry said it will extend subsidies for new energy vehicles for 2 years, but will only apply the new policy to passenger cars costing less than 300,000 yuan. In a brief post published on the Weibo on Thursday, Tesla said the price cut will enable more Chinese consumers to access Tesla products with better cost performance and will help it meet China's eligibility requirements for new energy vehicle subsidies. Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi Chuxing has reopened all its mobility services in Wuhan, weeks after travel restrictions were lifted in the city known as the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Didi's taxi-hailing on-demand private car, hitch carpooling, and designated driving services resumed operations at midnight on Thursday in the capital of central Hubei province, according to a company statement late on Wednesday. This moment marks a new beginning as we turn to support a full discovery of urban life and transportation in the country, the company said. Chinese mobile games accounted for 19 of the top 100 highest-grossing games in the United States in the first quarter, according to data from Apple's App Store and Google Play, raking in a combined $487 million in revenue and underlining the drive by some developers overseas. Chinese internet and social media giant Tencent Holdings featured with its PUBG mobile game, as did Lilith Games with Rise of Kingdoms and FunPlus with Guns of Glory, according to the report published this week by the San Francisco-based data firm. Together, the 19 top Chinese mobile games accounted for 16.3% of the revenue generated by the top 100 games, up 15.9% growth from the same period a year ago, according to South China Morning News. And according to Reuters, Tencent has bought a 5% stake in Afterpay Limited, the Australian buy now pay later firm said on Friday. Tencent's shareholding in the Australian firm was worth about 390 million Australian dollars based on Afterpay shares closing level on Friday. The Chinese tech giant, which owns stakes in video game companies Riot Games and Supercell and has exposure to food delivery and e-commerce verticals, had said earlier it would focus more on smart retail and payment platforms in the future. Its instant messaging platform WeChat also allows users to make payments and book flights and hotels. Chinese brands accounted for about 61% of global 5G smartphone shipments in the first quarter this year, with Huawei's market share approaching Samsung, according to Strategy Analytics. The latest research from Strategy Analytics showed despite the world's economy being ravaged by the spreading epidemic, demand for 5G smartphones was still strong, as global 5G smartphone shipments in Q1 surged to 24.1 million units, significantly surpassing the total production of 18.7 million in 2019. Huawei's high-silicon chip unit overtook U.S. semiconductor giant Qualcomm to be the biggest mobile phone chip supplier in China for the first time. In the first quarter, the market share of Kirin, a mobile phone chip developed by Huawei's chipset subsidiary HiSilicon, stood at 43.9% on the Chinese mainland, according to a semiconductor report from research and consulting company CINNO. Qualcomm ranked second with a market share of 32.8%, dropping from 48.1% in the same period last year, while MediaTek and Apple follow with 13.1% and 8.5% respectively. As the COVID-19 epidemic took a massive toll on China's mobile phone sales, the country's phone processor shipments plunged 44.5% year-on-year in the first 3 months. However, Huawei further expanded its smartphone market share to 36.9% in Q1 from 28.7% in the same period of 2019, while other Android phone brands seen decreasing shares. China's mobile phone shipments fell 36.4% year-on-year to 48.95 million units during the first 3 months, according to China Academy of Information and Communication Technology. The ByteDance own short video app, TikTok, has amassed more than 2 billion downloads on Apple's App Store and Google Play Store combined, a milestone that comes just 5 months after the app hit the 1.5 billion download mark, according to research firm Sensor Tower. In Q1 2020, TikTok was downloaded over 315 million times globally, more than any other app for the period, Sensor Tower said. The figure didn't include third-party app stores. Sensor Tower partly attributed TikTok's download growth to the global coronavirus pandemic, which has confined people around the world to their homes and increased the consumption of online content on mobile devices. China's online retailer JD.com has announced a partnership between U.S. content delivery network service provider Cloudflare and its JD Cloud and AI business units. Through its partnership with JD Cloud and AI, Cloudflare will establish 150 new data centers in mainland China, up from 17 just facilities at present, to help global enterprises to do business in China and domestic companies expand overseas, according to a joint statement from the two firms on Tuesday.